ready to go.
Yeah. Oh, really?
House Judiciary will come to order. Will the Secretary please take the roll?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Vice Chair Lear?
Here.
Vice Chair Bishop?
Here.
Representative Mitchell?
Here.
Representative Sheldon Galloway?
Here.
Representative Smith?
Excused.
Representative Deming?
Here.
Representative Knudsen?
Excused. He's here.
Representative France?
Here.
Representative Carlson?
Excused. Oh, just walked in.
Okay. Representative Howell?
Here.
Representative C. Hinkle?
Here.
Representative Durham?
Here.
Representative Hawk?
Here.
Representative Zephyr?
Here.
Representative Kmetz?
Here.
Representative Etchert?
Here.
Representative J. Hinkle?
Here.
Representative Rusk?
Here.
Representative Chair Regeer?
Here. Good morning, everyone. We will be hearing two bills this morning, House Bill 111 and House Bill 149. We will begin with House Bill 111. Representative, would you like to open on your bill?
Madam Chair. Madam Chair and members of the committee, good morning and thank you. I'm Jodi Etchart, that's J-O-D-E-E. Etchart is E-T-C-H-A-R-T, representing House District 48 in Midtown Billings, and I'm here to present Bill 111 for your consideration. House Bill 111 revises laws related to the assignment of counsel at public expense to better serve the people of Montana by eliminating burdensome, unnecessary financial qualification procedures in some instances, and you'll hear from the Office of Public Defender how these changes will better serve our citizens in time of crisis. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. We'll begin with proponents. We have proponents in the room, and just a reminder to everyone, please state and spell your name for the record and who you represent, and if you have testimony, we'll turn them into our secretary. Please don't read your testimony, and thank you for being here.
Good morning, members of the committee. Brian Smith, S-M-I-T-H, from the Office of the State Public Defender, and we are here as a proponent of House Bill 111. We'd like to thank the sponsor, Representative Etchart, for carrying this bill, and briefly have some comments about what the bill does. Some of you may be wondering why you have this move of qualifications. So this bill deals with two issues: parents in dependency and neglect matters, and then respondents in involuntary commitment matters. First of all, as far as DN matters, sometimes parents are not available in these cases. When we send out the eligibility, we ask them to fill out eligibility forms. They're not available to fill out the eligibility forms. What happens then is a judge might have an unrepresented party in these proceedings. Judges don't like to have unrepresented parties in these proceedings. Also, as far as a termination, when it gets to termination, if we still don't have a parent that's appeared, most times that's a father. Courts do want to appoint counsel. The conflict we have is we still have not qualified them. And so we're asking the judge to rescind that appointment. The judges, again, don't want to have an unrepresented party. When we deal with an ICWA case, most judges take the position, regardless of whether they're qualified or not, that they should be represented. And so, we have judges appointing us when we still have not qualified them. These individuals qualify for our services. We're not representing people who do not qualify in dependency and neglect cases. And it's also a savings of money. I think I heard Senator Lynch say we're stepping over dollars to save nickels, and that's kind of what we're doing in this case. As far as involuntary commitment proceedings, they're very quick. We actually don't even do we're unable to do the qualification procedures in time for these cases. They're just done. We're also asking people who are very mentally ill to fill out paperwork and to qualify for their services, and it's just, it doesn't make any sense. So that's the two changes in this. It would save the public defender's office, we figure, about $20,000 a year. We are asking you to pass this. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Maggie Bornstein, spelled B-O-R-N-S-T-E-I-N, here on behalf of the ACLU of Montana to express our support for House Bill 111. We believe that quick access to qualified counsel is vital for indigent defendants in our criminal legal system. Often the harms of the criminal legal system are exacerbated based on class and proving the need for an effective public defender system to enshrine equity in the process. Our support of House Bill 111 rests in our belief that alleviating red tape and assignment of counsel will be to the benefit of both indigent defendants along with administrators. This legislation ascertains a direly needed level of practicality by removing burdensome requirements to attain counsel for populations who are overwhelmingly qualifying for public defender representation. Typically, these are in cases, as aforementioned, in involuntary commitment and dependency neglect cases. In these cases in particular, the need for expedient counsel is paramount as these cases respond to an individual's and family's well-being respectively. We believe that the benefits of providing public defense in the area of law that is, again, disproportionately overrepresented by Montanans living in poverty far outweigh the limited financial risk of assessing counsel to folks who would be non-qualified. We feel that the harm to even one family or one individual caused by delayed access to counsel in, for example, a dependency neglect case could be causing irreparable and generational harm, as both areas of defense. House Bill 111 seeks to remedy. The alternative is, again, unrepresented, disenfranchised individuals navigating extremely serious outcomes. We are gracious to the sponsor and for the Office of Public Defender for forwarding this legislation, and we do ask a due pass. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents? Seeing no further proponents, do we have any opponents? No opponents online. Any informational witnesses? Any questions from the committee? Representative Carlson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a question for Brian Smith, please. Mr. Smith, in light of the appropriation that we talked about on last week for the House Bill 16 representation of parents in DN cases, can you just help me explain why this is also necessary for that?
Chair Aguirre, Representative Carlson. So the savings here is a little bit different because we employ a people to do eligibility. And we actually have our administrators doing those motions to rescind. So they really are separate. We have separate people dealing with the issue of eligibility versus getting counsel to the EPS or DN hearings quickly. So a little bit of apples and oranges. We're going to have a little bit of savings here. It's a lot less than the cost of the other bill.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any further questions? Representative, would you like to close on your bill?
Madam Chair, thank you, and members of the committee, thank you. I respectfully ask that this committee consider the impact these changes provide to the citizens of Montana. The intent and objective do not include degradation of services, but rather improvement and streamlining of processes and direction of services, particularly for those in times of crisis. As a result, I request this committee do pass House Bill 111. Thank you.
This closes the hearing on House Bill 111. We will now open the hearing for House Bill 149. Representative, would you like to open on your bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members of the committee. My name is Representative Michelle Binkley, and that's B-I-N-K-L-E-Y, and I represent House District 85 in Ravalli County. Thank you for having me today. I'm here to present House Bill 149, and it is an act generally revising the 911 program, and it's a cleanup bill. In 2021, the legislature transferred the 911 program from the Department of Administration to the Department of Justice. This is a cleanup bill to complete the transition from the Department of Administration to the Department of Justice. The state CIO, Kevin Gilbertson, will provide testimony in support of this bill on behalf of the Department of Administration, and I would like to ask him to come to the podium. Thank you.
Thank you. We will start with proponents. We'll consider Mr. Gilbertson a proponent.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
He can come forward.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Kevin Gilbertson. My last name is spelled G-I-L-B-E-R-T-S-O-N, and I'm the Chief Information Officer for the state of Montana, and I rise in support of House Bill 149. The Department of Administration is grateful to Representative Binkley for carrying this bill and appreciative of the work the legislative staff has done to prepare it for introduction. In 2021, the legislature moved the responsibility from 911 from the Department of Administration to the Department of Justice. And this was accomplished through House Bill 2 and House Bill 693, implementing the provisions of the General Appropriations Act. This bill simply completes the transfer of the statutory responsibilities from DOA to DOJ. Section 1 removes the definition of private safety agency and public safety agency from the Montana Information and Technologies Act, the act that dictates what my group does. Section 2 and Section 5 moves the responsibility for coordinating the public safety communications and the management of the 911 program from DOA to the Department of Justice and grants DOJ rulemaking authority. Sections 3 and 4 simply renumber internal references because of the changes in the other sections, and Section 6 also clarifies the responsible agency is Department of Justice. Again, thank you to Representative Binkley for sponsoring the bill, and I respectfully request a due pass vote. I will remain for any questions.
Thank you. Do we have any further proponents? No proponents online. Any opponents? Do you have any opponents in the room? No opponents online. Any informational witnesses?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Quinn Ness. Last name is spelled N-E-S-S. I'm with the Department of Justice, 911. I'm available for any programmatic questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? Seeing no questions, Representative, would you like to close on your bill?
Yes, thank you. I would just like to ask a due pass on this to complete the transition from the Department of Administration to the Department of Justice. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you. This will close the hearing on House Bill 149. I think that was a record two bills for this committee. Right. Yes. Please don't get used to that. Enjoy the rest of the morning. Tomorrow, 13 minutes, yes. Tomorrow we will do executive action on these two bills, and we have two more scheduled to hear. So
will we do executive action on the two more that we hear tomorrow?
Wait till Thursday.
Let's Representative Bishop.
She should. Does anyone have any questions or comments for the good of the committee? All right, House Judiciary is adjourned.